back, Audio Boo. Part two of our coddle extravaganza. So the onions are cooked away. So the meat's next in. So we have our sausage and bacon here, which I am now going to add in.
So do tell us, Paul, why do we even bother frying the sausage first?
Well, according to you, they don't look the best if they're not fried.
They don't look like dead man fingers in a pot.
Yes.
Yes.
Not all people do that, so I'll chuck in the mushrooms too, will I?
Yes, put them all in. Give them all a toss around the oil and get them going.
Okay.
Looking good.
Oh, you smell nice.
Yeah. You might turn the heat up a little bit as well, just to get it going again. You gotta be careful, people. Your heat reduces when you add coal to the hot. So you may need to turn up, get it flashing away. You don't have to fully cook these through. The aim is to get them browned,
mm-hmm.
And that's what it is, because they're going to cook away in that coddle. So basically, Paul, once you have that, you've already got that cost in the oil, just stick the lid on.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, you're
going to
go back then to prep and veg, right?
Yes. What else did we learn about coddle today? Because I googled it. Apparently they used to always cook it on a Thursday, because back in the day when we were all good Catholics, we didn't eat meat on Fridays. And it was a way of, kind of like Pancake Tuesday, was a way of using up all the ingredients before Lent. This was a way of using up all the meat before Fridays, because no one ate meat on Fridays. But I don't know how true that is, though, to be honest. That was on Wikipedia, so can't believe everything you read there. Because I think coddle, like most stews, it'll always taste better on the second day. So, I don't know. But according to Wikipedia, that's what it was traditionally done on a Thursday. So today is being a Monday, but not to worry. Anyway, I shall return presently. So we're back on. You can hear it sizzling away nicely.
Why don't you let it? You can hear it sizzling away.
Oh, there it is. One big pot. And we are about to add some of the veg, which is turnip, carrots, and potatoes. Did I say parsnip?
Yes, parsnip as well. We threw some parsnip in.
Oh, I see.
So it's going to
really
in.
Pushing the boundaries of coddle here. The traditionalists wouldn't like us, but sure, look, they won't be eating it.
Now, you're going to add to that then chicken stock. So what you want to do is just cover the top of the veg.
So then goes the chicken stock.
Now, you might need to make up a little bit extra, depending, but you do want to cover the top of the veg. Okay, Paul, so you're going to add in some herbs to add to the flavour. You're going to add a bit of basil, some parsley, and throw a little bit of garlic too. And some black pepper. So that's basically shakes them into your hand. And we'll make up some more stuff.
There it goes.
It just adds to the flavour and makes it all pop.
What are you coming out with that?
And now you need to open to the side of it.
Ah, oh wait, there is some.
When it's done, it doesn't take long to do, maybe half an hour, 40 minutes. Once the veg is all cooked through, then it's all done. And all you need to do then, if you want to thicken up the stock in it, just add some chicken gravy granules. And just let it sit there probably for about a good 20 minutes after you've turned it off. Give it a stir and serve up some hot plates.
Mm.
All good. So let's run through the ingredients again, shall we?